Calories, calories, calories. That's the subject of this week's show. We tackle three questions from listeners about calories. The first, what is the correct number of calories to eat? The second, what's the difference between net calories and gross calories? And finally, what burns more calories, walking or running? All this and more on episode number 44 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. What's going on with you this week, Jeff?
Well, as you can probably hear from my voice, I'm actually pretty sick, but I've had a couple real crazy weeks right now. I'm super busy. I'm actually in the middle of three weddings in a row, weekend after weekend. And last weekend, we actually had a couple relatives staying over. So we were really busy cleaning up the house, pretending like our house is always super clean and spotless for the relatives. You ever done anything like that, Russ?
Well, many years ago, and after our children were born, I stopped pretending that my house was ever clean. It's always in some manner of disarray. And, you know, it's actually funny because my wife will still, she'll run around the house. Somebody's coming over. And actually, it's good because I invite people over. So I can get the house really clean as it can get, or at least picked up as much as it can be, because she will still try to put on that the false pretense that it looks like this all the time. But I know where you're coming from on all these weddings and you know, these fall weddings, and you get the spring and summer babies, and it's just a wonderful time.
Oh, that's right, because you know I'm in Canada, and it's so cold here that we have all our babies in the spring so they can get a little bit fatter and grow a bit throughout the summer so they don't freeze in the winter. You know, we fatten them up just like the livestock.
Yeah, I saw on the Discovery Channel, the seals are always born in the spring so they can fatten themselves up during the summer as well.
So what's going on down in California?
Well, it's been a bloodbath here with the stock market and the $700 billion plus bailout that our government has decided that's what's going to fix this mess we're in. Meanwhile, my IRA accounts have been going down, and my what little bit is in the savings is in stocks has been going down, and also my bank, Washington Mutual, went under, and the FDIC insurance kicked in and made good on all the deposits in there. So I now have a new bank. It's a Chase Bank bought all of Washington Mutual. So it's been a real the roller coaster here as far as financial markets and things. It's been weird.
Well, I know with all that uncertainty, I mean, if my bank went bankrupt, I would probably be pretty stressed. So has this affected your diet at all? Like, have you been eating a little bit more with the stress of thinking that your bank closed and you lost all your money?
I don't know. I wasn't surprised when it happened, but it didn't affect me too much. But unfortunately, I have not lost anything from last week. I'm exactly the same as I was, 255. So maybe it is affecting me mentally. I don't know. But same exact weight as last week.
All right. Well, this show, we're going to do a little bit different format. We're going to combine our email and comment section with our feature section. We have a lot of comments that came in that were all dealing about calories. So we thought we'd do a quick review of calories and then answer all of these emails. So let's jump right ahead and move into our web report.
I'll go first this week, Jeff. And I've got a little article here. It is a new weight loss surgery that is done without an incision. There'll be a link in the show notes to a little video where you can check out this procedure. And it's done by going down the esophagus, and it creates that same little kind of pouch that you've probably seen on the regular gastric bypass or the lap band surgeries, but it's much less invasive. And, you know, I don't condone this. I don't think you do either, Jeff, but, you know, it's a viable option if you're extremely obese and you know you're about to die. You know what, this might work for you, but it's much less invasive than that gastric bypass surgery.
You know, I'm just imagining them trying to shove something down my throat to go all the way down into my stomach to try and block it off. That just that just really doesn't sound too appealing to me.
Well, I'm picturing, you know, in 1,000 years, and they start looking at all these people, what we did to ourselves to try to lose weight. You know, by then it'll all be fixed, and everybody will be thin, and we'll all have, you know, gene therapy to fix this. So we'll all be super thin and really healthy. And they'll be thinking, wow, how barbaric that they would cut parts of their stomach apart or put something down their esophagus to help them lose weight. But what do you have for this week on the web report?
I have two quick items this week. And the first one comes from Women's Health Mag. And it is a quiz about 100 calorie foods. Now, with this quiz, there's 28 items, and it gives you two versions of the same food. Just, you know, a couple more pretzels, a couple less pretzels, which one has 100 calories. And I was really shocked. There's 28 things, and I think that I really know my calories pretty well. When I went through, I got 16 out of 28, and I was kind of shocked. So I, you know, sent this to Russ, and he went through, and what did you get, Russ?
Well, I got a big 13 out of 28, and I was really shocked that, you know, I tried to, if I didn't know anything about the food that I was looking at, as far as calorie content, I kind of erred on the side of safety and went with a smaller portion size, but that wasn't always the correct answer.
So we will have a link in the show notes, and I suggest that everyone clicks on this link and go through the quiz, because myself and Russ, we are into this. We know the calories of lots of foods, and it was really shocking that we didn't get that great of a score. So I suggest give it a shot. You will learn a lot there. My second web item comes from Men's Fitness, and it's a simple article, Why You Stay Fat, 5 Gym Mistakes That Keep You From Losing Weight. And number one, always doing the same workout. Your body gets used to it and adapts to it, and you don't get anything out of it after a while. Second one are the distractions. You find out that you're not really working out, you're more watching other people and talking to other people in the gym. Or a big one here that I see, holding on to the handlebars. Especially if you're on a stair climbing machine, you'll see people that are gripping on either side of themselves and they're really supporting all of their weight and their feet are just going through the motions.
I have seen that so many times at the gym. I've thought that same exact thing. Why are you even on that machine? All you're doing is holding yourself up with your arms and not really doing any work with your legs.
Oh, I know. It just drives me crazy too. Another one here is not using the incline on a treadmill. You know, having a little bit of an incline makes a huge difference on how many calories you're going to burn. And the next one is overfueling. And what they're talking about are people who are drinking these sport drinks all afternoon and while they're working out. You might end up drinking more calories throughout your workout than you're getting from your workout. So these are just 5 quick little things that might keep you from losing weight at the gym.
All right, well, excellent. So what are we going to talk about here on our combined email comments and feature section this week?
Well, as I said earlier, we're talking about calories, and we will have links in the show notes where you can click on some links and learn all about how many calories you should be eating per day, how many calories you'll be eating if you are working out at a certain level. Now, our philosophy on this show and what makes us a little bit different is that we don't believe in dieting. We believe that you should eat the calories and work out like a thinner person does to become that thinner person. So if you want to lose weight, figure out how many calories you will eat when you hit your goal weight, your maintenance level. And what you do is you start eating those calories now. And eventually you will get down to that goal weight. You will never go off this diet, because when you get down to your goal weight, you just keep eating the exact same food and doing the same stuff. This is true lifestyle change, and it will work in the long term. Now, the most important thing is figuring out this magic calorie number. And as I said, go to fattofitradio.com, and you'll have some links there where you can figure it out. So having said that, we're going to answer some email questions that are dealing with calories and are kind of fine-tuning this. So let's move into the first email.
Yeah, the first one is from Megan, and she wrote, "Your podcast gives all the information that I could ever want in a podcast. Unlike all the books and other articles, podcasts, and news that tell me the same thing that I already know, your podcast keeps answering interesting questions and gives me a great motivation on my exercising journey. So far, I have lost 20 pounds since March, and your podcast gives me energy to go outside and go for a great jog. You guys do great jobs in the Fat to Fit Radio podcast, and I always look forward to the next new episode. Now for my question. I heard that if you increased your calorie intake, for instance, from 1,700 to 2,000 calories per day, keeping up with moderate exercise, and kept that calorie increase intake for several weeks, that your metabolism would eventually adjust itself to consume that much per day. Is that true? Thanks again, and keep up the good work."
Well, there's a couple points. And first of all, 1,700 calories isn't enough to eat for anyone. Now, I know a lot of people hear, oh, I should go on a 1,200 calorie diet or a 1,500 calorie diet. But I worked out some numbers just for the intro to this question. And I'm just going to guess, I have no reason to know this, but I'm going to guess that you're a 5'5" woman, 30 years old. And you work out lightly, maybe 1 to 3 times per week. You are eating and working out for someone who should weigh 97.5 pounds. So 1,700 calories is very low when you're looking at a maintenance weight. And you said working out moderately. So if you're working out 3 to 5 times per week and you ate 1,700 calories a day, you are eating the equivalent of someone who would weigh 66 pounds. Now, I know these numbers might seem a little bit shocking, but as I said, you can go to our website and plug in the numbers for your height and weight and just see how much you really should be eating. Now, on to the question about the calories. When raising or lowering your calories, your body will adapt. Now, it's all about calories in versus calories out. If you figured out the exact number of calories that it takes to maintain your weight and you ate that day after day, your weight would never change. If you started to eat a little bit more, your body will adapt, but it adapts by storing fat. And eating less, your body will adapt by losing weight. The only way that your body can maintain the same weight by increasing your average calories by 300 is to increase your activity per day by 300 calories. So if I get into a little bit more specifics here, when you lower your calories, your body will eventually adjust those calories and your weight will stabilize. But if you don't eat enough, it will do so by killing your metabolism. Your muscles are the most metabolically active part of you. They burn a lot of calories every day, even if you do nothing. So if your body thinks that it's starving, for example, you're eating under 1,500 calories, it will try and get rid of muscle because it uses so much energy naturally. You're literally going to start digesting your own muscles. Now, for every pound of muscle that you lose through dieting, you will permanently damage your metabolism by 30 to 50 calories per day. And I think that everyone's goal should be to be able to eat the most amount of food and be lean and healthy. Dieting too fast and not eating enough calories will only force you to be able to eat less food every day to maintain that lean and healthy weight for the rest of your life, or until you do some serious training to put back that lost muscle. Now, when you raise your calories too much, your body has to do something with that extra fuel, and it will store it as fat. So the question here, what really is the difference of 300 calories per day for a woman who is, say, 5'5" tall? And that difference is more than 50 pounds of weight that you will put on over a couple years by adding an extra 300 calories. That is how your body is actually going to adapt. So in the above example, where I worked out for a 5'5" woman, 30 years old, who works out 1 to 3 times per week, that person would gain 50.5 pounds and eventually weigh 148 pounds by eating 2,000 calories per day. So here's the bottom line. What would I do if I was this 5'5", 30-year-old woman? So let's say I'm looking to be very thin and ripped. I would probably set my goal of maybe 125 pounds, and then I'd say I'm going to work out 3 to 5 times per week, which is the moderate level. I worked out the numbers, and when I eventually reached my goal, I will be able to eat 2,100 calories for the rest of my life and maintain that weight. I wouldn't go on any sort of crazy diet. I would just start eating and living like that 125-pound person that I want to be, and I will eventually get there. And if you follow this philosophy by figuring out the calories that you would need to eat at your goal weight and just start eating there and working out like you would when you get to your goal weight, everyone can get there and be there for the rest of your life.
All right. That's a very thorough answer. Thank you, Jeff. And our next email is from Eleanor, and she wrote, "Guys, you two are the only ones that can make sense of this article. I read the article on about.com, and I'm now more confused than ever about burning calories. If I am understanding this part of the article, it is saying that you are supposed to subtract the calories of what you would normally be doing if you were not exercising. That is dumb. How does one know what they would be doing if they weren't exercising? I normally exercise on the same days and the same time, give or take an hour. If I cannot make it to the gym at that particular time of that day, it is usually because I have some pressing engagement or I am sick. I never have seen or heard of this before. The website is below for the complete article. You guys are still the greatest, Eleanor." And she included here a little bit from about.com, and I'll read that right now. And it's called Net Calories Versus Gross Calories. And it says, "Most calculators use activity, duration of your workout, and your weight to come up with an estimate of calories burned, or what is known as gross calories. What we forget to factor in are the calories we would have burned if we weren't exercising, also known as the net calories burned. If you jog during a time you normally watch TV, you're still burning more calories than you were. But you need to subtract the calories you would have burned while watching TV in order to get a more accurate calculation. So Jeff, this sounds kind of weird, man. What's the deal with it?
Well, I've heard about this before, but here's the big picture. To find out how many calories you burn in a day, you figure out your BMR, or your basal metabolic rate, which is the amount of calories that your body would burn if you were in a coma and not moving at all. Then what you do is multiply that number by an activity estimation. So for example, let's just say that your basal metabolic rate is exactly 1,000 calories per day to stay alive. If you were a couch potato, you would multiply that number by an activity factor of 1.2. That means a couch potato would burn 1,200 calories a day to maintain their weight. Now, if you worked out very, very hard and had a very hard physical job, your activity estimation might be as high as 1.9. So that means you could eat 1,900 calories a day to maintain your weight. Now, everyone falls somewhere in the middle, and all of these are just approximations. The light workout level, which is 1 to 3 times per week, takes that BMR and multiplies it by 1.375. And in reality, we know that if two people worked out 3 times per week, there's no real chance that they're going to burn the exact same number of calories doing those two workouts. Think of two people in the exact same group fitness class. Not everyone does the same intensity during the class, so it's really hard to group everyone together like this. So there are some inherent problems with these calculations to start with. Now, the way that About.com is calculating net versus gross calories is technically correct, but it is technically very, very anal. If you take what they're talking about to the extreme, you could say chewing gum. So chewing gum on one day could burn more calories than another day. You know, the type of gum may be softer or harder, which makes you chew harder. You can increase the speed with which you are chewing your gum to burn more calories. Or if you're talking while chewing gum, you are technically reducing the number of chews per minute, so you'd have to figure out how many words per minute you are averaging, and then figure out a ratio of the percentage of the fewer chews that you do in a minute versus the words per minute. So you kind of get the point. This is just so anal. No one really has to worry about the difference between working out or the difference of what you might be doing otherwise. These numbers, as I was saying, are just always going to be estimations. So there's no point to try and take into account the smallest bit of calories, you know, difference net versus gross. Use them to set realistic levels of how many calories you should be eating. Monitor how you're doing, and you might need to adjust them up or down, you know, whether you're not losing weight or you're maintaining weight, for example. Now, you can get pretty close to figuring out how many calories you actually burn, but it takes some time and it takes some careful tracking to figure it out. Now, I personally know probably within 50 or 100 calories what I need to eat every day, and this is how I figured it out. I use those basic formulas with the activity factor and your basal metabolic rate to get fairly close. And then over time, as I tracked what I ate and how many calories I was eating and carefully monitored my weight, I started to figure out the numbers. When my weight finally stabilized, when I reached my goal weight, I was just adjusting up and down what I was eating until I figured out how much I can eat and how much I can exercise on a daily basis to keep that weight right there. So ultimately, it is just calories in versus calories out. Know your approximate numbers, and if you're not losing any weight at all, decrease your calories a little bit more and a little bit more and see what happens. And when you hit your goal weight, you gradually increase your calories until your weight stabilizes. And that's truly all you really need to know. If you are more interested in trying to track things, you can slowly figure it out, but it's really not important. The approximations are good enough to know that you're, you know, really not out of control or not eating not enough. So that's really kind of the bottom line.
All right. So that sounds like it's too much work for not enough benefit there. You just kind of get the numbers from the calculators and adjust as you go. Very good. All right. So we have another item here, and it is from Jessica. And she wrote, "Hi, guys. I'm having an argument with my boyfriend, and I thought that you guys could clear this up. I like to exercise on the treadmill while I'm watching TV. It's better than just sitting on the couch. I will usually walk for an hour at 3 miles per hour, but I don't run because it gets hard to hear the TV. And most times I'm looking just to burn some extra calories and not end up sweaty. My boyfriend says that I am wasting my time because I would burn a lot more calories if I ran 3 miles instead of walking them. Who is right?
For the answer to this question, I actually wrote a short article on the website at Fat to Fit Radio, and I explain it in more detail. But here's the bottom line. A lot of people think that you burn a lot more calories when you run instead of walking, but it really isn't true. Now, it is true that you'll burn more calories at a faster rate if you run, but whether you cover a 3 mile distance in an hour or a half hour, when you get to the finish line, your body did the same amount of work energy-wise. So if we're thinking energy and you'll think of physics, work is force times distance. It takes energy to move your body over any distance. If your body burns 10 calories to move a certain distance, if you go 5 times farther, it technically will take 5 times more calories, regardless of your speed. Now, the biggest factor in how many calories you burn is your body weight. The heavier you are, the more energy it takes for your body to move. So there are some technical formulas that you can figure this out. You know, how much you weigh times how far you went by another factor, and it will give you those calories. On the website, I put 3 different formulas that you can use. They're all just the same, but I've converted them for kilometers and miles, and it gets pretty close. So for example, if you're a 150-pound person and you go 3.1 miles, which is the same as 5 kilometers, that 150-pound person will burn 353 calories. Now, don't get me wrong. There's benefits to moving your body at a faster rate. For example, if you go too slow, you won't get that cardiovascular workout, and you won't get that afterburn effect. You know, when your body's all heated up and you're sweating and your body's still fired up and it's burning some more calories, you might not get that when you're walking. But realistically, it's about the same calories. So if you're at home watching TV and you're using a treadmill, you might as well walk it, you know, 3 miles an hour and watch a 2-hour movie and get a long, slow distance workout, as opposed to going for a quick run and getting all sweaty. You know, you're going to have the same calorie burn. If you're burning extra calories just to lose some weight, going for a walk is awesome. You don't have to get all sweaty to burn those extra calories.
Yeah, you know, it's basically, you know, if you have more time, you know, you might go for the walk instead. But if you burn that same number of calories in a shorter period, if you only have a half an hour versus an hour, and, you know, you're physically able to run, then, you know, go ahead and do that run and you'll get the same number of calories burned, right?
That's right. And if you really want to increase the calories when you're walking, do some hills. If you've ever been on a treadmill and you increase the incline and you're watching those calorie calculations, if your treadmill does that, it makes a huge, huge difference.
All right. I want to thank everyone for writing in, Megan and Eleanor and Jessica. If you'd like to get your email answered or read here on the podcast, there's a couple ways you can send that to us. The first one is by leaving a comment over at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
Third way is the voicemail. Click on that Call Me button over at the website and you can leave us a free voicemail.
Or you can always join our support group at fattofitsupport.com. Well, Russ, do we have another crock pot recipe this week?
Oh, you know we do. This week, we're going to Asia with a low-fat Asian crock pot chicken. And as well as having a recipe on the link, there is a video that shows exactly how to make this dish. And it's over at about.com in their food section. And it gives a great little overview of how to make it and presentation-wise how to put it over some great brown rice. And it looks really tasty. So check it out, this low-fat Asian crock pot chicken.
That's another recipe that sounds really good, Russ.
Well, good. Well, what is our homework for this week, Jeff?
Well, of course, we couldn't talk all about calories and not send our listeners to figure out for themselves how many calories they should be eating. You know, it truly is calories in versus calories out. And you need to know ballpark of how many calories you'll be able to eat when you reach your goal weight. And if you follow that philosophy, start eating those calories now, eventually you'll get there and you'll never have to go on or off a diet. It's kind of the way to go.
Well, very good. And what is our quote this week?
The quote this week comes from Thomas Jefferson. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for downloading, for listening. Hope you enjoyed this kind of different show with the kind of a question and answer type section here in the feature. And all the links you'll find over in the show notes over at fattofitradio.com so you can complete your homework for next week. And we will talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.